This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him from this day forward. We ever so grateful and thankful that we're here in the land of the living. We ever so grateful and thankful we're on top of the ground. The ground is not on top of us. We ever so grateful and thankful that God seen fit that we're still here in the land of the living. Now let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, as we're approaching the throne of grace, we're ever so grateful and thankful for everything that you have done, is doing, and will do this day in Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Heavenly Father, right now, Lord, I'm ever so grateful and thankful. At least I get self completely out of the way that you may have your way here today. Now, precious Father, we ask you right now to hide this man, Calvary's cross. Lift up, anoint this list of clay and use us, Father. Father God, for thy glory in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, right now, Lord, we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here today in the name of Jesus, we pray. Oh, precious Father, we ever so grateful and thankful for you to crown our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. As we decrease, that the Spirit of the Lord in us will increase. Use us, Father God, for thy glory. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forward. And we thank you for the anointing of God that breaks the yoke of people's lives. Prepare the people's heart today in the name of Jesus. We pray in advance for answering the prayer. We pray in advance for our requests to be honored and for your perfect will to be done. Thank you, Father God, for the anointing of God upon the word here this night and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. We're ever so grateful and thankful that we're here in the land of the living. We're ever so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground and the ground being, for us being on top of the ground not being on top of us. We're ever so grateful and thankful for everything that you have, that God have done for us thus far. And it's still doing. Hallelujah. We are grateful for that. I'm going to ask Prophetess Tebow, amen, to get ready to read the word of God here for us. Amen. We're going to be looking at the book of Psalms, the 34th chapter, verses 15 through 17. And also, we're going to be looking forward to the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Hallelujah. Again, my name is Apostle Dudley Tebow, and this is
Prophetess Tebow
coming to you today in that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Good evening. I'm reading to your hearing Psalms 34, verses 15 through 17, and it reads, "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles." That was Psalms 34, 15 through 17. And then Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7 reads, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." That was Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. And the other scripture was Psalms 34, 15 through 17. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and especially the doers of his word. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. We are thankful for Providence to both reading the word of God for us tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just want you to pray for us and with us. Amen. As we bring forth the word today. And we're going to be talking about be anxious for nothing and prayerful about everything. Be anxious for nothing and prayerful about everything. Well, God is good and he's worthy to be praised. We are living in a time and a season where everybody is in a rush. Everybody is in a hurry. Everybody want to get to A, point A to B as quickly as possible. Well, I stop by today to let you know, amen, that we as children of God, believers of Christ, we have to put priority where priority goes and put what's more important in our lives first before anything else. And as a born-again believers, we have to understand that we're not our own anymore, that we've been bought with a price, and that God is our commander-in-chief. Jesus is our commander-in-chief. And God is the one, hallelujah, that made it. Jesus is the one that made it possible for us as believers of Christ to be in right standing with him. Jesus went to Calvary and died for all mankind. Hallelujah. He is the author and finisher of our faith. So again, just for these next few minutes, pray for us and with us that by the revelation of the word of God and by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, as we invite the presence of the Holy Ghost to come in, the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct us this night. Here in the book of James, the 5th chapter, verses 19 through 20, it says, brethren, if any of you do wander from the truth and one turn him back, let him know that he which turned the sinner from the error of his way shall save a debt from debt, a soul from debt, and shall hide a multitude of sin. Well, this is about a person that once was on fire for God. I mean, he had the zeal for Christ. But then if we are not careful, that's why we can't be too anxious, too excited, too anxious for nothing. Hallelujah, and prayerful for anything, for everything. Because if we don't, I don't care how long you've been following the Lord, or you may be a new babe in Christ, we have to be very, very careful today. Hallelujah, not to be in a hurry. Just to get before the Lord on a daily basis and ask him for instruction. Have that intimate relationship with him. Get in your prayer closet and ask him for instruction for that particular day. Because the devil is busy. Oh, yes, he is. He'll use so-called friends. He'll use even a brother or a sister in the Lord that is not really in tune with the Spirit of God and make you think, hallelujah, if you're not careful, that it is of God. That's why prayer is a must, is vital. Prayer should be priority in a believer's life and not a last resort. Yes, no man or woman is greater than his or her prayer life. See, we done got away from prayer meeting in the assembly of us to get coming together in a church setting. The prayer, whether individually or in a group, it is very important, even now more than ever, because the world is in trouble, and the saints need to get busy. Standing in the gap, being intercessors, reaching out to those that are less fortunate than we are. Hallelujah. We done got too comfortable, church. Now it's time for us to be about our Father's business. Put first thing first. Hallelujah. Don't be too anxious. Be anxious for nothing and prayerful about everything. You see, the Christian who's Christ-like, who is not praying, is really playing. Yes, we have the labor of being Christ-like, of being a believer of Christ, but we don't take the time to pray. So if we're not praying, then we're playing. It's not time to play church. It's time to be serious about the things of God. Because Jesus promised that he's coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. You see, the people who are not praying are really straying. The pulpits have become a shop window to display one's talent. But the prayer closet allows us no showing off. Hallelujah. Being serious with God. Being truthful with him. Opening up to him. See, Isaiah 1 and 18 says, come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Even though your sins may be as scarlet, I'm willing to wash them as white as snow. Then we be red as crimson, but I'll make them as wool. So we are called to pray. Hallelujah. And to be anxious for nothing. And prayerful about everything. You see, prayer is a privilege God gives us, where he lets us participate in his well-being being accomplished here on earth. Yes, I've heard people say this before. God needs me. No, God don't need you. You need God. Hallelujah, the truth be told. Hallelujah. Sometimes we want to put credit on ourselves, put attention to ourselves, instead of putting attention on the one that helped you. Turn you around. Put your foot on solid ground. When nobody seen no good in you, God didn't give up on you. He called you out. Oh, yes, he did. So you see, prayer, again, is prayer is a key to heaven's storehouse. But faith unlocks the door. You see, a prayer without faith is like having a key without a hand to turn it. Yes? Be anxious for nothing and prayerful about everything. Here the word says in 1 John 5 and verse 14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And we know that he hears us whatsoever we ask. We know that we have the petition that we ask of him. God is good. God sits high and he looks low. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Many times our prayers have gone unanswered because we did not determine the will of God before asking him about it. Answered prayer is governed by spiritual law, God's word, that is already established in heaven as well as here on earth. So brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, those that we be listening in later, regardless of the challenges that we may be confronted with, prayer is the key that opens the door to God's solution for every need and every problem in our lives. Be anxious for nothing and prayerful about everything. Take everything to God in prayer. No matter how big or small, God wants the best for us. Bible says in Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8, here is a promise given. It said, ask, and it shall be given. You shall seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks it in faith, receive it. And he that seeketh, find it. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Although God, he is all powerful and very perceptive, he has chosen to help us and to communicate with us through our prayer life. Our most powerful resource as children of God is prayer. Yes, when all else fails, prayer is vital, is necessary for our walk with Christ, so we can have a closer walk with him, so we can have an intimate relation with God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, which agree as one. So be anxious, brothers and sisters, all those in radio land. Be anxious for nothing and prayerful about everything. You see, in the book of James, the 5th chapter, the 16th verse, it said, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. Because the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avail it much. When we're talking about fervent prayer, when we're talking about the word fervent, we're talking about passion. We're talking about, hallelujah, being excited, having a zeal, praying, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avail it much. Being in right standing with God, making sure that your life is lining up, making sure your audio is lining up with your video. Yes, church, our righteousness is like filthy rags to God as we were unrepentant children. When we believed, rely upon, trust, and depend upon the scriptures as our roadmap, and we have faith in Jesus as our Savior, God in turn will replace our unrighteousness with the righteousness of Jesus. Then we are seen as righteous in God's eyes. Before Christ, we were no good. We didn't have a chance to be in right standing with God. But when Jesus came from heaven in the form of man and walked this earth, took upon himself the sins of man, nailed it to an old rugged cross, he was lifted high and stretched wide. He shed his blood for the remission of our sins. Then he made it possible. God was satisfied with the sacrifice he made for us. And so he extended grace and mercy because of the sacrifice that was made by Jesus, that God seemed fit that was righteous in his eyesight. So thank God that we as followers of Jesus, and as long as we in right standing with him, hallelujah, hooked up, tied up, tangled up with Jesus, then God looks at us because of what Jesus did. And he declared that we are the righteousness of God in Christ. In Christ. Hallelujah. So again, be anxious for nothing and prayerful about everything. Oftentimes, God will answer our prayers through other people. Sometimes God will put people into our lives at the right time. That's why we always say he's an on-time God who will give you, who will give us, or will be the answer we have been looking for. Another way we can get answers to our prayers is by reading God's word about the man of God, the prophets, and those he used that have gone through things, and God delivered them. Hallelujah. He's no respecter person. What he did for one, he can do for another. Yes, and also, we can be taught by the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit, the one, the comforter that was sent to bring back things to our remembrance. The one that, hallelujah, that is here on earth to help us with our infirmity. Yes, the Holy Spirit of God will give us personalized, personal ideas and direction. You see, God communicates with us through the Holy Spirit in the form. Sometimes he can give an impression upon your good thought or idea just to nudge you in the right direction to let you know that you're on the right path. And of course, we need to study. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, prayer is the pipeline of communication between God and his people, and also between God and those who love him. So we got to pray. We must pray. We must intercede. Pray for our individual needs as well as others. If you really want to be blessed, pray for others first. And then God will have others to pray for you. Sometimes we get in a selfish, we get selfish, only concerned about me, myself, and I. Here the word is telling us to be anxious for nothing and prayerful about everything. You see, prayer is the master key that opens all doors. Prayer is very effective, not because of great men who pray, but because of a great God who hears his people cry. We was talking about it earlier in the book of Psalms, where it says in Psalms 34 and 15, the eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from their earth. Verse 17 is the key verse. It says, the righteous cry, and the Lord hear it, and, which is a conjunction, says that he delivered them out of all their troubles. So no matter what you're going through tonight, no matter what you're faced with, cry out to God. Be in right standing with him. And he promised here in the word, he said, the righteous cry. And the Lord hear it and deliver them out of all their trouble. We serve an all-time God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that will move in. All we got to do is submit ourselves totally complete and give it to him. Cast all our cares upon him because he cares for us. So prayer is the master key that opens all doors. Prayer, again, is very effective. Oh, yes, it is. It is very effective. So be anxious for nothing and prayerful about everything.
Hopeless.
Hallelujah. Of course, we need the Lord every day, 24/7. Amen. We need him. We need him in our lives just to intervene and help us to overcome all areas of our lives. God is good and worthy to be praised. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that, hallelujah, I mean, he's awesome. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you don't know him, you need to get to know him. Amen. Because he is an awesome God. Amen. Sometimes when you feel a little bit down and out, and nobody may not understand what you're going through, all you got to do is call on him. The line is never busy. All you got to do, he's not too busy where he can't listen to your cry. Yes, he will answer you. May not like the answer right then and there, but God will answer you. Oh, yes, he will. It's all according to his will for your life. God is good. So be anxious for nothing and prayerful about everything. If you, as a man or woman of God, as a believer of Christ, hallelujah, wants God to move in your behalf, if you want God to respond to your prayer, forgiveness is vital and absolutely necessary. Sometimes we got to check ourselves up. Bible says for us to examine ourselves and make sure that we're in the faith. Do that, sometimes we take for granted that we're in right standing with God. But every now and then you need to sit back on a daily basis and ask God, is there anything in my heart? Because God is a God of the heart. So you can be looking good on the outside and fooling people and fooling yourself. And pulling some of the people some of the time, pulling some of the people all the time by them looking at you from the outside. But inside, you'd be going through turmoil. One thing you can't do is fool yourself and fool God. You got to be real about it and let the Lord help you in areas where you may be weak. Ask him to strengthen you. Because Isaiah 40 and 31 says, but those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So again, we are talking about be anxious for nothing and prayerful for everything. Here in the scripture that Prophet Tebow read in the book of Philippians, the 4th chapter, verse 6 and 7, again it says, be careful or be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Yes, when you obtain the peace of God, you may not understand it. But when the wind is blowing, you still have the peace of God. When the water is rising, when the storms of rain come unexpectedly, when you have the peace of God, you can rest in assurance and trust him. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 says, first, trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. All of our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. So it's good to know that God's word is true. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word will stand. Oh, yes, it will. Because he looks over his word to perform it. Matter of fact, he honors his word above his name. God's going to back up what he says. He says what he means, and he means what he says. Hallelujah. So be anxious for nothing and prayerful about everything. You see, God will answer prayers that are in agreement with his will. I'm saying it again for those that are struggling with unanswered prayers. God will answer prayers that are in agreement with his will. His answers are not always yes, but his answers are always in our best interest. Sometimes we don't understand why, but God does. So this should be very encouraging to us tonight, knowing that if we pray passionately and purposefully according to God's will, God will respond powerfully. This is better to be repeated. This should be very encouraging to every believer of Christ, knowing that if we pray passionately and purposefully according to God's will, God will respond powerfully in our behalf. Here in the book of 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16 through 18, it says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing in everything. Give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. As a believer of Christ, we ought to pray. We ought to remain in an attitude of prayer, though not always praying audibly or praying out loud. You see, prayer is the key that fits the lock of the door into a deeper relationship with God. What prayer does, it places the original details of life into divine perspective. Because, yes, prayer is a key to heaven's storehouse, but faith unlocks the door. A prayer, again, without faith is like a key without a hand to turn it. Everything we have to understand and everything that we get from God is by faith. Hebrews 11 and 1 says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God, that them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we are thankful and grateful tonight. I just want to encourage you in 2019 to be anxious for nothing and prayerful about everything. Sure, it's better, more easily said than done, but the more that we pray, the more that we have that intimate relationship with God, an intimate relationship with Jesus, Lord and Savior of our lives. Looking on to the hills from which coming our help. Looking on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. Because he is the set example. He is the one that pioneered before us. He's the trailblazer. He's the one that went through in order to get to. So he is our living example that it can be done. You see, we got to get to that place where we love God with all our heart, mind, body, and soul, and love our neighbor as ourselves. Then we can be anxious for nothing and prayerful about everything. Again, in Philippians 4 and 6, here the Apostle Paul is writing and saying, be careful, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. Here the apostle was given the emphasis that is very clear and important. Always pray first. Sometimes we take our problems everywhere else, to our neighbor, our friends, our co-workers, and then, as the last result, we want to bring it to God. No, bring it to God first. Because he's the one that can bring you out. When your back is against the wall, he's the one that can make a way out of no way. He's the one that can give you drop a thought, an idea, and it will be a way to get you out of whatever you're in. So seek God first. Let him be first in your life, in all areas of your life. Remember what I said in Psalms 34, verse 17. I said, when the righteous cry, and the Lord hear it, and deliver them out of all their troubles. He is a deliverer. He is a restorer. He is our all in all. So don't let the truth, the word of God, slip away from your life, from you. Stay awake and alert in all areas of your life. You see, loving Jesus involves a daily discipline of maintaining a relationship with him. When we start looking for wisdom or advice from people, just because the person may claim to be a Christian, if they are a person that don't pray, if they are prayerless, they are very shadow in their own faith. They become easy targets for false leaders, teachers. They are quickly led astray from the true gospel. Do you know anyone like that? There are many today. Because of iniquity, because of the pressure of life, people may still have the symbol or the label of being a Christian, but their life and their talk and their walk is not lining up, because it may be because of them not praying, of only praying when they come in an assembly, of coming together, of going through a ritual on Sunday morning, putting their Sunday best on, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. So we got to be careful of who we allow in our inner circle, of who we associate ourselves with. It's very important at the times that we're living in to be around, to connect to people of this same faith that's believing like we believe. Because we are called to pray. So in everything, we ought to pray. See, God wants you and I and every child here to have true peace by having you, every believer, every child of his, to have true peace by having us not to worry about anything. You see, worry is a sin because it means that you are not trusting in God. You might be trusting in something, but it's not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's not the great I am. You might be trusting in the job that you occupy, that you work to. You may be trusting in your finances, the material possession that you have obtained. But God wants us to trust him totally, complete, in all areas of our lives. So believers in Christ, because of the Holy Spirit in you, you are able to live by faith and no worries, no matter what happens. Because the Holy Spirit empowers you and every believer of Christ to be faithful and trusting and yielding to the will of God. You see, with the Holy Spirit, you are able to trust God beyond your own abilities to know what will happen, knowing that he knows what will happen in your life. Again, 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. God wants you to have, again, true peace by putting into practice what you have learned, the way to be anxious about nothing is to be prayerful about everything. So God is good tonight. So be anxious for nothing and prayerful about everything. Here in the beginning, when we were talking about in the book of Philippians 4, 6, and 7, where the Apostle Paul was encouraging the Philippians, he's trying to encourage us here tonight in 2019 as children of God, for us to be anxious for nothing but in everything, by prayers and supplication, with thanksgiving, making our requests be known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You see, everything that we have, our walk with Christ, is all about him. It's all about us being hooked up, lined up, tangled up, wrapped up in Jesus. Because Jesus is the one that have left us an example to follow. And as children of the Most High God, as a believer in Christ, we would want to be overcomers. See, we're all overcomers by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. So in order for us to have a testimony, we got to go through a test. Not just go through it. I mean, just not just taking the test, but going through it and completing it and gaining the victory through it so that we can become a blessing to someone else. Yes, God wants us, hallelujah, to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. We don't have no business talking about how weak we are. But the Bible says when we are weak, we have to declare that we are strong in the Lord. Because then we give God an opportunity just to step in and show himself strong in our behalf. But we must be in right standing with him. If we have unforgiveness in our heart, we need to make it get it right with him, asking to forgive us. Hallelujah, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Bible says in 1 John 1:9 that we confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we just hope and pray that something that was said here tonight that will bring encouragement to your soul and exhortation in your life. Remember, God is a good God. He is a mighty God. Oh, yes, he is. So be anxious for nothing and prayerful about everything. Father, we thank you for the word tonight. We thank you that the word will not return to you, Lord. We thank you that the word of God fell on good ground, brought forth 30, 60, 100-fold blessings into people's lives. We are grateful tonight because we know without a shadow of a doubt that you want us not to worry. You want us to be anxious for nothing and prayerful about everything. So with our relationship with you, it has to be developed. It has to grow. That's why we can't just wait from Sunday to Sunday to talk to Jesus, talk to God. We have to do it on a daily basis. Find a place of comfort, a place of peace where you can go to in your secret closet or any place that you know that you can meet God and talk to him face to face. You can go boldly to the throne room of God in Jesus' name because of his blood that was placed on the mercy seat. The holies of holies, the curtain was ripped from top to bottom. So now we can come boldly into the throne room of God. In that name that's above every other name. And that is the name of Jesus. So we are grateful tonight. We are thankful. Heavenly Father, I'm asking you right now that the Holy Spirit of God would bring back to remembrance the teaching that was done here tonight. And for those that will be listening in later, let the anointing of the Holy Spirit rest upon the message. Draw them to the foot of the cross. Draw them to that place of total repentance. Draw them to that place, Father God, where they will repent of their sin. Come to the foot of the cross and let you know how sorry they are. Repent of their sin. Make a confession of faith and a belief in their heart. And Father God, the word says in Romans 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Think of that John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Thank you, Father God, that Romans 10, verse 9 and 10 says, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in our heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, we shall be saved. You see, salvation is a free gift, but it's up to us to accept it or reject it. God will not force you. He will only give you an opportunity. Give you the invitation, but it's up to you to accept it or not. So God is good. Sir, ma'am, while you're out there tonight, you may be at the last end of your rope. You may feel like throwing in the towel, like giving up on life. Well, I'll stop by to let you know the God that we serve, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, loves you. And we love you too. Yes, this is the time to get right. Don't wait no longer. This is your day. This is your night. Get right with God. Come to him. You don't try everything else. Come to him just the way you are. Because if you could have fixed it, you would have been and had it fixed. But let God step in. He still has room at the cross for you. He still is standing there with his arms open wide. Come to him just the way you are, torn off in the floor, and he'll welcome you home. Yes, once you come to him, your life will change. You'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Oh, precious Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify your holy name. Thank you for those that listen. Those that was listening in, those that will be listening to the teaching later, let the Holy Spirit of God just quicken them. Bring them to that place, Lord, of total surrender in their lives to you. For the Bible says, where sin abounds, the grace of God abounds even more. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. For thy glory, thy mercy, thy love, here tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for answering prayers. I thank you for honoring requests. I just thank you, Lord, for the opportunity for bringing forth the word tonight. I thank you, Lord, just to, hallelujah, to show yourself mightily here tonight, Lord. Father God, help us that we won't be anxious for anything, hallelujah, but we'll be prayerful about everything. In the name of Jesus, we claim it, we decree it, and we agree that it is so, and it shall come to pass. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our glory. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank you for joining us today for this Bible study. We hope you've enjoyed the message. Please feel free to join us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Share the number with your family and friends. Let them know that there might be a word shared for them that they can use. If you would like to contact Apostle Tebow or myself, you may write to us at Bustin' Loose in Faith Ministries in care of Dudley Tebow, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's Bustin' Loose in Faith Ministries in care of Dudley Tebow, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. We'd love to hear from you with any questions, comments, topics to be discussed, or even donations, whatever God lays on your heart to do. Again, God bless you. Stay warm. Stay safe. Know that God loves you and we love you too. And the Lord willing, we'll be with you again on the air on Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless. Have a great night.